Episode 9, String of Pearls. July the 5th, Tony, Lychee, Judy and Skylar are in Skylar's front living room. They've just finished a 20-minute high-intensity training with Judy's enthusiastic lead.
And now stretch out, breathe and let go. Wonderful work, team. See you here next week with Fitness Granny. Remember, you're never too old or too out of shape to get fit.
Right. I'm feeling a bit knackered now.
That's normal. You'll bounce back.
Well done, Tony. You aced that.
Yeah, thanks. Shall we grab a coffee and a donut, then hit the road, Lychee?
Sure. Skylar, Judy, do you need any help to clear up?
No, thanks. I don't have to be at the cafe till later today.
You and Tony push off. I know you're busy. I'm very grateful you came and joined us.
I hope I helped, Judy.
Oh, I did. Tony will be the role model for all those men who need a little motivation. And Lychee, the young'uns, will want to look as fit as you do.
You don't think it'll put them off then?
No, I don't.
What about our get-up?
Tony, you in combat work chinos and Lychee in his white martial arts trousers look smashing.
Loose and comfortable clothes, like you said.
Not everyone likes Lycra, Judy.
No, and some people really shouldn't wear it.
Right, Lychee, let's hit the road. Plumbing ain't going to do itself.
Bye, Skylar. Judy.
Yeah, we'll be in a cafe tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Just a moment. I need to listen to this.
Yo, babes. Hey, how you doing? Really sorry I gotta do this, but there's some things I have to attend to. You know what I mean? It's not gonna work out between us. You're a lovely girl, and I hope you find the guy to treat you right, but that guy, he ain't me. You gotta keep that show rocking, though. You a star, baby.
Is everything all right, Skylar?
Yeah, fine.
I can tell something has upset you.
It's okay, just a little disappointed that something didn't work out, that's all.
No?
No. You win some, you lose some.
I'm sorry. I hope no one has let you down, Skylar.
Thanks. Just need a little time to process.
Take all the time you need.
Right. Thanks, Judy.
Skylar, a lot of people think the world of you.
I'm not feeling that right now.
You are a wonderful, lovely young lady. I don't give praise lightly, but it's the truth. You should know. There, my dear. Tears are good. Tears are good. They help you heal in whatever or whoever it is.
Thanks, Judy. I love doing this project. It's what I should be doing. I knew that when I started to work with the boys, I just knew it. It just felt right. Just...
What is it, my lovely?
Just, I wish I was better at picking guys. You know, I don't seem to have the same intuition or luck.
Skylar, I was married to Barry for 30 years, and let me tell you, before I met him, I had to kiss a lot of frogs, shall we say.
So, not just me that gets it wrong?
No, I'm no one's fool, but a couple led me a right merry dance.
So what changed for you?
Just put it down to experience, don't you? Then I met Barry, and I knew it felt right.
How did you know?
He made me feel special.
That's wonderful.
I know. This is going to sound old-fashioned.
What's that?
Real love is about trust. Being able to have a good laugh and to be yourself.
Do you miss your husband?
Not a day goes by when I don't think about him. But I wouldn't change anything, apart from getting him to take care of his health sooner.
He sounds amazing.
He was. Oh, we argued all right. Wasn't all a bed of roses.
No.
Yet I knew he wanted what was best for me. I trusted him 100%. He was my best friend.
That's so beautiful.
You've got to feel they're on your side, you know.
Trust. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It takes time, Skylar, but when you know deep within your heart.
Yes. I wonder if I will ever know what that feeling is.
You will, and he will be one lucky young man.
Thanks, Judy. I hope so.
I know so.
Mid-July. Friday evening. Matthew and Simon are having a drink in a bar in central London.
I love this place. Glad we have a seat at the bar.
Forgot how close people stand to each other.
We have all been conditioned. Face, space, and what was it?
Hands, face, face.
I want to be free from these bloody masks.
Yeah, but they help protect us, mate.
The government think tank will release Freedom version red, amber and green.
For now, it won't be a modern VE day and Boris won't get to make a speech like Churchill. I can almost guarantee that.
For every promise he made, we can expect a caveat with a promise broken.
Yeah. Matthew, you were right, by the way.
About?
About our need to change things.
I know.
Don't be smart.
I'm just saying. Oh, don't look, but some of those girls are over there.
Which girls?
Girls who stole our jobs at the New Normal News.
No way.
I recognise one of them, not the other one.
She's very pretty.
The newsreader?
Yeah.
Mm.
Have you seen us?
No, don't think so.
Should we leave?
Ah, relax. Sit back and enjoy your drink. To freedom, Simon.
Friday night out with you at Lascar, eh?
I know, amazing!
These cocktails look wicked.
Oh, they are. And once drunk, you go over to the dark side.
Dark side, here we come. Is this where you came with Ollie when she picked up that spike dude?
Yeah, and look what happened then.
Why, do you think she's out with him tonight then?
Maybe. She's been very cagey about it all.
Well, she's grown up, you know.
Yeah, but your friends have got to look out for you. I mean, if I was picked up by a complete loser, wouldn't you have a word?
Yeah, I guess, but I can't see that happening.
What do you mean?
Well, let's say you've got a fairly powerful aura, Kai. Keeps the trouble at bay.
Yeah, but I welcome the right kind of trouble.
Oh, God, you never guess what.
What?
Over there, the bar. I'm sure those are the guys who used to read the New Normal News.
Oh, shit. Do you think they've seen us?
Nah, and anyway, what if they have? Free country, isn't it?
Yeah, who cares? I'm going to have this cocktail, Audacious.
Nice choice. Same for me.
I think we should leave. Everywhere will be rammed in central London. We've got a good seat in the bomb's guy, Ollie.
Okay.
I'm gonna try this one. Revolution.
Well, why not? I'll try one too.
Revolution on the rocks, please.
Let's drink to that.
We're creating the counter-narrative.
We are.
You know, I am going to speak to those girls.
No, Matthew, I really don't think it's a good idea.
Can ask them how it feels to take our jobs.
Oh, Matthew, don't.
Hey, have you always jumped into other people's graves?
What? You two are already dead on the job.
You aren't even doing a job, you're just reading dumb stories to the viewers.
Well, we are on trend.
Is that what you call your zombie reading?
Look, mate, we're sorry about what happened. It must have been a shock, but not our fault.
No notice, just you're fired. Oh, and we have new blood to replace you. We will send your things on.
It was brutal, actually.
What do you mean? We were told you two had mental health issues and could not carry on and resigned.
What?
Hey?
Thanks to you, we almost had mental health breakdowns. I mean, we got through all the second wave and then our jobs get axed.
But we've got another job now. We like it.
Oh, I haven't seen it. What's it called?
Waking Up Britain.
No, not seen it either.
We stream live twice a week for now. It's a grassroots production.
We're not mouthpieces for billionaire media moguls. We're not controlled by the opposition.
What do you mean by opposition?
It's like when a news channel wants to control the narrative and the counter-narrative, so they run and control both sides.
So like two teams playing for the same side?
Exactly.
Keep your friends closer and your enemies closer, eh?
They do that.
Yes, they do.
Oh, wow. So how do the public get to hear what's really going on, then?
They listen to stations like ours.
Okay, so we're all in the news business, just a different way of telling it.
Look, can we buy you two a drink?
No thanks.
Thank you, Kai. Matthew, manners.
Nah, I get it. I'd be pissed off about it if that happened to me. What are you two drinking then?
We got to Revolution on the cocktail list.
Well, we started with Audacious. Shall we go for this one? Freedom?
Yeah. Let me get them though.
Put your wallet away. I offered. You can get the next one in.
Will do.
By the way, I'm Dina Costumes, and I did notice that you two were always immaculately dressed.
Thanks. Like your dress.
Thank you. It's my own design, actually.
It's Friday night, guys. Think of all the Fridays we've been locked up at home.
Yeah, and who knows, we could have another lockdown in the autumn.
Horace said not, but we do know his word is not his bond, so who knows?
Let's enjoy it while we can. We're out now. Focus on the positive.
You are so right, Kai. Here's to freedom.
To freedom.
To freedom.
To freedom.
July 20th, Pino's Bar. Tony's talking to Judy.
Freedom Day, what a load of effing bollocks.
We're not free then?
Boris has botched it up once again, hasn't he? Said wearing masks is not mandatory. Shopkeepers and businesses have to make up their own minds. Gonna be a bleeding minefield.
Yes, it doesn't seem very clear at all.
Judy, it's a shit show. How are people meant to know what to do?
Follow common sense.
Not so common, though, is it?
Unfortunately not.
A labourer worse than bleeding useless.
Morning, Tony. Judy. I'll have a cup of tea. Thanks, Skylar.
Morning, Ravi. Just telling Judy what a load of bollocks I think this Freedom Day announcement is.
Yes, it is confusing.
I mean, look at the Euros a couple of weeks ago.
I would rather not have to relive that European Cup football again.
Boris promised a bank holiday if England won a European Cup. I mean, what the fuck? You either give people a bank holiday or you don't.
A lot of pressure on those poor footballers.
Football's coming home. My arse.
The media and the government align popular sports with politics. It is an emotional control mechanism.
All those people at Wembley?
Dreadful.
And don't even get me started on foreign travel, bleeding traffic light countries.
Well, I'm not travelling anywhere abroad this year.
Nah, too much hassle. Mind you, if you have a private jet and a VIP status, you can go anywhere, do anything.
We're already a divided nation, and the vaccine passport proposal is going to divide people more.
It's all nonsense. Now, I am double vaxxed, just in case you're wondering. Have to be for the job.
Would you go on our talk panel, Tony, and talk without as many swear words?
You doing one?
We are.
Yes. Simon and Matthew will interview people with very different views on mask wearing, Freedom Day, vaccine passports.
Well, up for that.
I think I'll stick to fitness if you don't mind.
Oh, of course, Judy.
I can bring you some of my mates if you want to really put the cat among the pigeons.
Thanks, Tony. What kind of people?
I know people who walk on these freedom marches, and I know people who think the people should be pinned down and jabbed at false.
Good. Simon has been looking at the Office of National Statistics for the record on deaths and the yellow card scheme.
Yellow card scheme? What is that?
It is on the government website. It gathers data about adverse reactions from any of the vaccines.
Never heard of it.
Precisely. Which is why we bring it to people's attention.
Gotcha.
Okay, guys. I am going to take Lightyear's tea over. Lighty, here is your tea.
Oh, thanks, Skylar.
How's the writing coming along?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. Good. How are things with you?
I'm happy with the quality of our show, and people who listen in seem to like it.
Great you are.
Yeah, we don't have much of an audience yet, and can't get sponsors without that.
Do you really want a big sponsor or crowdfunding?
Not sure, but we need to find a way to monetize this.
What about Patreon? And you get donations.
You think that would work?
Yeah, I do. And I know someone can help you if you need it.
Thanks. Where do you get your ideas from for the script?
Everyday life, you know, what I hear, what I read.
Amazing. If you ever need someone to read your script through...
Thanks, Skylar, for being kind, but haven't you got enough going on?
I can make time for this.
Right. We could both read it out loud.
Like actors!
Yeah. Let's meet at the 8th. I'm always there early on Saturday and Sunday mornings anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I do my martial arts training then.
You've been training long?
Oh, since I was 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, my mum took me to martial arts classes, and then I found a Shaolin temple at Tufnell Park.
That is awesome. We all need a role model.
Yeah, Shifu's are mine. It really helped me to deal with things as I grew up.
I bet.
There's a great cafe on the corner of the Eighth called Old Oak Cafe, if you don't mind spending a Saturday at a cafe, that is.
No, I won't be making the coffee.
I can show you the script on my tablet.
Can't wait to read it.
Yeah, right, and if you think it's rubbish, just tell me.
I will. Are you still okay to turn up to Judy's next week?
Yeah, sure thing, she challenges me. Even Tony's getting into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, complains less about his knees now, so we've got to thank for that.
Wonderful, IG.
Listen, you're leading a team. Leaders need support too.
True.
Yeah, have this.
The Tao Te Ching?
It's been my Bible for years. And I'd like you to have it.
I can't take your book.
I can get another one, there's plenty out there.
What's it about?
Everything.
I will read it. Thanks.
If ever I'm stuck, I open the book and the passage just strangely has some advice related to my issue.
Thanks, Lighty. I will try that. I better get back to the cafe.
Sure thing. Next Saturday, 9 o'clock, Old Oak Cafe.
I'll be there.
As the sky above and as the earth below, why I'm so in love and why I love you so, couldn't tell you though I tried it. Why, dear, I'm yours when you went.